Item 8 from the Director, Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, submitting an informational report on a proposal from the Harambee Great Neighborhood Initiative to revitalize Rose Park. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Good morning again. Laura Schlesser from the Parks Department. I'm very pleased to introduce Leif Ottesen and J. Allen Stokes. They are from the Harambee Great Neighborhood Initiative, and we're very pleased to partner with them and many other partners in a proposal to revitalize Rose Park. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to turn it over to Leif.
Please.
Welcome. Good morning, Supervisors, Director Dargle, Ms. Schlosser. Again, my name is Leif Ottesen. I'm community organizer with the Harambee Great Neighborhood Initiative. This is J. Allen Stokes, our coordinator there. To give you a little background on our organization, we're a community-based nonprofit that is actually a coalition of agencies, resident groups, and faith-based organizations that came together in 2007 to support a neighborhood action plan that was directed by residents and community stakeholders to address quality of life issues in the Harambee neighborhood. Just to give you a little background, the Harambee neighborhood is on the north side. It's located between Holton Street, I-43, and to the north-south, Capitol Drive and Center Street. So we work with neighborhood residents in those boundaries to address quality of life issues. In 2011, UWM students took upon themselves with some other organizations in the area to look at Rose Park and to kind of see what the existing conditions were and to kind of look to see how they could revitalize it through programming and physical implementation. If you could go to the next slide. Next one. The history behind Rose Park is actually intrinsically linked to Borchardt Field, which if many of you are from the Milwaukee area, longstanding, before the interstate came in, Borchardt Field was right where I-43 was. It had Milwaukee's only NFL team, as well as the Milwaukee Bears, which was the African American League team that played there. So when that was taken out, a lot of that history transferred over to Rose Park, and you can see that in some of the placards that are currently at the park grounds right now. Next slide. In the current conditions at the park, we have a softball field, we have a wading pool, splash pad, basketball court, playground, and a variety of benches and seating. Next slide, thank you. When we readdressed this project, we picked it up this past summer in 2013. We heard from a lot of residents that, you know, there's not enough activity at this park. We'd like to see more generations interacting and bringing life back to the park, as we see in so many other county parks in the area. Many residents remember it as Garfield Park. There were a lot of concert series, vendors, things of that nature that took place back in the day, and they're looking to kind of revitalize and bring that back to the community, as it is the largest public space and county park in the Harambee area. Our first input session was with mainly seniors, and we had roughly 100 residents show up to that input session in early fall of 2013 to kind of get their ideas of what kind of activities and physical implementation they'd like to see at the park. About a week later, we had a general input session that also brought residents from all around Harambee to also give their input. That little girl right there actually drew us a diagram of what she'd like to see, so I won't submit that at this time, but maybe at another meeting. So we had a good input session with those neighborhoods, totaling roughly 150 residents from the Harambee area. Next slide, please. This is a list right here of many of the major items that the residents listed as kind of their dream items, their wish list. It was from these resident input sessions and these lists that we sat down with Community Design Solutions. They are a group with UWM that helps nonprofit organizations and resident groups kind of realize some of their renderings and things for their planning projects in the neighborhoods. We sat down with them and kind of went through these and talked about with the county as well, Director Dargle and his staff, what would be most realistic at this park, you know, with the goals of bringing programming and activity to the park, but because of the constraints of the physical 10-acre plot, not bringing too much change physically. Next slide. This is actually a proposal for the site. We are proposing two major projects on behalf of the Harambe Great Neighborhood Initiative that would be funded by our organization. There's six raised ADA accessible garden beds that are known as self-watering beds that have a wicking structure underneath that help kind of elongate the time between waterings, allowing seniors to kind of better maintain the garden themselves. And that's actually in the center. You can see the six beds going vertically. Yeah, right there. And it's actually, and we'll see in later slides, it's located on cement. So because they're ADA accessible, they're actually about, I believe, 3 feet high. So you can roll a wheelchair or walk it right up to it. We'll have seating associated with those beds so residents and seniors at the garden club we're working with can tend to those gardens more easily. You'll also notice in front of the senior center, which is the large white square, we have three planter benches. The seniors at the center, as well as the garden club, we're looking to get some more beautification in front of the senior center. So we came up with the idea to do planter benches, which doesn't add a lot of cost to the whole project, but also brings some flowers and some much-needed seating to the front of that center. We have a couple other items on this slide, but will likely not be implemented in 2014, such as a painted walking path, which would just follow the contours of the existing path, so seniors and residents could track their walking and exercise. That would be the dotted yellow line. If you could go to the next slide. This is another perspective. It gives you a little better idea of where those garden beds would be placed. You can kind of see they are, again, on cement pads, which actually the placement of them, we've worked with the county to kind of mitigate some of the issues that the park has with people driving through the park on those wider walking paths. There are some issues with that, and because of the placement of the garden beds, we're hoping to mitigate some of the driving through the park issues as well as parking there. It's not really truly meant to be for parking, and we're using that to kind of to block that but still allow the ability of ambulance and fire trucks and delivery personnel to come through easily. Next slide. This is a rendering. It just kind of shows looking towards the northwest. You can see the planter benches right there. There's going to be a total of three planter benches for seniors to either watch the children at the park or watch the baseball games. It adds a nice touch of beautification as well as functional seating to the front. You can also see more in the middle of the screen a little hint of what the garden beds would look like. As you can see, they're a little bit taller, so they're more easily accessible. And again, we located them near the center in a location where we could access the senior center's water for those needs as well. Next slide. This is actually a reverse view looking southeast, and you can see, again, the raised planter beds with some foliage. We had a very large interest from the garden club at the senior center in planting flowers and some food in those plots. And we're going to start off with six raised beds and potentially add more in the future. You can see off to the right is the fence for the baseball diamond, and if you look directly forward in the back, there would be the splash pad as well. Next slide. This is probably the best rendering we have that kind of shows everything working together. You can see the path that we talked about that sometimes has some drive-through issues. Though we do need to keep it open for fire truck and ambulance access, we are blocking potential drive-through from that pathway with those garden beds. And as you can see with the rendering, it does allow for people to roll up with wheelchairs and access that in a more real and tangible way. Our second project we're proposing is a mural, which we would implement through various workshops throughout the summer with the youth population and seniors and residents in the area. We're working with renowned muralist Ronaldo Hernandez, who's done things on such buildings as Esperanza Unida building downtown and even a smaller mural on the senior center itself. This rendering just kind of has combined some of his past work to give you an idea of how much vibrancy and life that mural could potentially bring to that corner. This is the corner on Fourth and Chambers, which is actually the southwest corner of the park. This retention wall, though it starts here, runs for about 500 feet. So we're proposing through a $7,000 commitment from the Harambe Great Neighborhood Initiative to start this project here on this corner and do a phased-in project throughout the next couple years, adding to that mural with more resident input and more artist input as well. We have a strong partnership with, as I said before, the Senior Center, Clinton Rose Senior Center. The Parks Department has been integral in kind of making suggestions and helping us guide these projects. You know, a big push from the county was programming an activity, and that's kind of what we also saw from the residents. They're also interested in that intergenerational aspect to both the gardens and the mural. Were kind of key to what the residents would like to see, as, you know, the seniors have had their senior center there, and a lot of the youth play at the splash pad and the baseball diamond. We're looking to also work with and are already working with the Groundwork Milwaukee, which is a urban garden nonprofit that actually will be constructing, implementing, and running many of the educational programming and activities at this garden, along and in partnership with the Senior Garden Club, HGNI, as well as Martin Luther King Elementary School, which was roughly a block away, Heartlove Place, which is an early childhood education center, as well as potentially the Boys and Girls Club that runs summer activities at the MLK School. So we have a lot of partners with this project that are, you know, really interested in getting started. I guess I can pass it on to Mr. Stokes if he has anything to add.
Chairman, other supervisors, first of all, I'd like to thank, you know, Supervisor Johnson, who's been very helpful to us in terms of putting together this plan, but also, you know, Parks Director and his staff. And they've spent a lot of time with us, and they've given us a lot of help and a lot of information. So, I mean, this is an opportunity for folks in that neighborhood to take some ownership in this park. You know, most people in that neighborhood have not taken the type of ownership of their park that they need to take for their park. So we hope that through these projects and working with the Parks Department, working with Supervisor Johnson, that we can help motivate individuals in that neighborhood to take a better ownership in that park. You know, we've met with a lot of folks, you know, about the concerns about the park. Like, one of the issues is, like, the baseball team, that the baseball league that plays up there. We've met with them, and we've made it indisputably clear to them that if they don't clean up their act, if they don't start taking better care of their park, they start making better representation of what we want to see in terms of, you know, youth and family activities in that park, then we'll be in the opposition to them, you know, getting a permit next year. So we need to have those kind of activities so folks know that that's a nice park. There's some things that neighborhood can do in terms of that park. And these are small projects just to start, but we here to say today unequivocally that we intend to work with the Parks Department and the folks in the neighborhood to make a better park of that park.
Thank you. Supervisor Rainey.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Harambe area is one that I'm very fond of. I actually grew up over there, spent a year working for Harambe Ombudsman Project as well. So, and Mr. Stokes, I met with you while on the staff at Congresswoman Gwen Moore's office. I'm glad to see that you're continuing your work in the area. And is this an informational report?
It is.
I will move to have it received and placed on file.
The motion is to receive and place on file, thereby getting it to all our membership on the county board. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. First off, I'd like to thank everyone who's been involved with this for your work on this. I know when when parks are organized around and they're cleaned up, they're improved, there's an immediate difference. It's a visible difference in the park. People start using it again. They feel comfortable and safe there, so they start using it, which becomes a positive feedback loop. So I was excited to hear about this project. Was it last year? And very curious and happy to see these results here. I had a sort of a technical question about the raised beds. So most of the raised beds I'm familiar with are just 1 foot high, but that creates issues for accessibility because that assumes you're in good enough shape you can hunker down or sit down on something. But you can't really roll up to it in a wheelchair or in a walker, step up to it in a walker, and then just reach down. And so can you tell me in briefly, are they filled with dirt? Is there a ceiling, a mid-section ceiling in there?
I can speak to a little bit of that. I've seen some of the cross-sections of them. And, again, we're working with Groundwork Milwaukee, a local nonprofit that's actually a coalition member of the HGNI. From what I understand, they're about 3 feet high. They have a portion of the platform underneath is gravel-based, so it's porous. So it basically has a water retention pond underneath it, and it wicks up through the dirt surface. I don't know if there's any sort of mesh material in between, but that's about what I understand as far as the wicking.
And plus, these beds are going to be a little bit higher so people in wheelchairs can, you know, access them as opposed to trying to bend over.
Precisely.
If I can add also, per the suggestion from the county, they're also going to be built so they can be moved with a skid loader. If those need to be moved in the wintertime for snow removal and things of that nature, we've kind of thought of that too, and to make it a little easier on parks maintenance as well.
Cool. Good ideas. I'm talking with some of the senior centers, Wilson Senior Center, about adding somewhat similar features, maybe pretty elaborate water retention systems. These would require outside input from groups such as Groundworks. So thank you for that tip, and I'll be talking with them too. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Are there further questions by committee members? Well, thanks, gentlemen, for your efforts on behalf of the community and making helping to make this a reality. It's a great addition to the neighborhood.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. We do have a motion to receive and place on file, which I was neglecting. If there are no further questions regarding that motion, please call the roll.
Supervisors Rainey.
Aye.
Warkowski.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Alexander.
Aye.
Staskunas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to recommend that item 8 be received and placed on file prevails.
Thank you much. Item number 9, please.